This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And after our last guest, who was a nomination person, we actually have two people on the line now. So a few new voices for us, but not new voices for anyone that listens to the ABC Classic FM station, because one of our guests is Joel Carnegie, who is a very well-known presenter and musician, and has also been nominated or won awards for international radio. So
hello.
It's going to show us up for sure.
And yeah, I mean, say the lowest of low shows you're on now.
Yes, we have certainly been humbled. And the other guest we have as well is Tom Molyneux. He's a gifted First Nations actor. And together, these two are putting on a production at Chapel Off Chapel called Stardust and the Mission. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hello. Great to be with you. Thanks a lot.
So just so we can discern who is who with these two voices, let's start with Joel. Joel, before we start talking about the production, could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so sure. Look, I mean, I'm a musician and a broadcaster working primarily for a while in international radio stations, Deutsche Welle, BBC, CBC.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to stop you there. How the hell did you get that gig? You know, like, what an awesome gig to have.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it came to a period where I was just filing features and, you know, documentaries and reports and various things for a whole range of different programs across a whole series of networks and stations internationally, including Radio National here in Australia, News Radio. As well, and so really, I suppose the whole crux of that work is about story, and you know, in fact, one of those stories that was originally a radio documentary ultimately made its way and is making its way onto the stage. It's probably quite a journey to go from documentary making into theatre. But actually, you know, my background originally is a musician and an orchestral musician. I studied music at uni to start off with before going on doing my master's in journalism. So,
overachiever. Stop now.
Well, look, you know, it's kind of just a varying path that I've taken in life. And so, the last few years I've been, in terms of my radio work, just primarily as a presenter on ABC Classic you know, working on various documentary projects on the side. But, so I've really been going back to my roots, you know, playing great music and you know, chatting about music, which is something I love doing too.
Right. All right, Tom, you've got to top that.
Yeah, I know, right? What a hard act to follow. So basically, a little bit about me. I'm a Gunditjmara man. Gunditjmara country's southwest Victoria, sort of from roughly Portland and the South Australian border all the way over to about Warrnambool, and that's where my ancestry is from, through the Lake Conda Mission there, and have lived in Geelong for most of my adult life, and love being based down this way. I work at Deakin Uni as the manager of Indigenous inclusion, and then obviously moonlight as an actor as well, and really stoked to be able to join Joel in this joint venture of ours, with the two one-man shows being presented as a double bill and two of them nationally. It's pretty exciting.
Yes, a big tour you've got coming up. All right, so how, you know, describe to us how this show is being presented and how is it being married together?
Yeah, so Stardust and the Mission is double bill of two one-man shows put together through the lens of, you know, exploring the stories of your ancestors to understand more about who you are today. So Stardust is the story of my grandfather, Cole Brain, who was a well-renowned jazz musician during his day. And he, when he died in the late 80s, unbeknownst to us, he he put together essentially a whole range of things that he'd collected during his life. He'd popped them in a cupboard, and the cupboard was locked away and popped into the garage, and that was where it sat for many, many years, gathering dust until, you know, many years later when we rediscovered the cupboard and managed to open it. And what spilled out was really, you know, all the things that he wanted us to know about his life.
Oh, wow.
Through the physical possessions that he, you know, had felt important to him, and, you know, the music that was important to him, and some of the things, yeah, that he wanted to tell us
but
about.
But that could have got thrown away. Did he realise that you would have, or aren't you that sort of family to chuck just, he's gone?
I mean, yes, you never know what's going to uncover. But look, I mean, I guess we're really pleasantly surprised by some of the things that you know, that sort of spilled out. And no, fortunately, there was no skeletons in the closet, so to speak. but just really, you know, just all the memories and some of the artifacts that he thought maybe we wanted to know about. Right. You know, and so I guess over the last few years, I've been piecing together his life story and exploring his story through the context of mine, both of us as musicians and both of us on radio. He was on the radio and back in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
And so in discovering the parallels of his life, I've sort of gone deeper and deeper into this story, and the show is really about, yeah, extracting those hidden memories and those right. the truths of his life that I've had to grapple with myself.
Yeah, and what about the music? Are you playing his music that he played back then?
Yeah, so the show is full of music that he would have played as you know, in the variety of bands that he was involved with: swing, dance band, big band, brass band, and we have a 6-piece band on stage with us. For our Chapel of Chapel season, which is our premier Melbourne season coming up very shortly. But yeah, so we've got that, and plus some original music as well that's been created for the show too. We're working with an incredible Australian composer and trumpeter, Nadia Newithouse, and she's been writing original music for the show, which the band will premiere as part of the show, and I've also written myself. I've written some music too for the show. So it's really a combination of original music and those lovely brass bands and big bands for the standards that people will know and love too.
Okay, all right, Tom. Over to you. Tell us your story.
Yeah. So the mission follows the story of my great uncle, Uncle Alan MacDonald, who was one of the first Aboriginal soldiers to enlist for World War One.
Oh, wow.
From Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really lived an amazing life. He grew up on the Lake Conda Mission, and obviously that, you know, there's a lot of history there that I go through with the Gunditj Mara story, how we've, as a community, sort of got through the last 200-odd years, and some of the stories of our dreaming as well are included in the show.
But Tom, that you know, that First World War would have been the most shockingest war to have gone to.
Can imagine, can't you? Yeah. I mean, it actually wasn't legal for Aboriginal people to enlist.
Oh, wow.
At the time. So it is remarkable that any of them actually slipped through the net. But essentially, they sort of had to prove that they were of substantially European origin, which no one really knows how to define that. But yeah, some of them managed to slip in, and Uncle Alan was one of those, and he ended up fighting at Gallipoli and the Battle of Beersheba, which were two of the more famous conflicts of that war.
And did he come back, or did he die?
He did.
Oh, he came back.
No, he was very fortunate to return. But I suppose that when the story picks up, when he returns from war, is, you know, obviously things hadn't really changed in terms of some of the racism that was here, and he was denied a soldier settlement block like so many other Aboriginal soldiers. And then, you know, his life really is an amazing snapshot of Australian history, from growing up on the mission all the way through to the 1967 referendum, where Aboriginal people were finally counted in the census and the constitution was amended. So, you know, he died shortly after referendum, and we tell the whole journey, I guess, of of what you live through.
Okay, yeah. So Joel, yours is more music based, and Tom, yours is more a play. Is that one? Am I guessing right?
Well, yeah. So look, there's definitely still music in mind. The band play across both shows.
Yeah.
But in my show, it's probably more marches and you know, that sort of military inspired music. Uh-huh. But Nadja has also composed some works for my piece, and we're really lucky to be able to feature the music prominently across both. And also, you know, our director Daniel Lamon is directing both stories, and he's been really able to cast his eye across both of those two stories, and really bringing these two stories together on stage. They're, you know, quite different stories, but I think the way in which they're presented, you know, presented in a very contrasting but complementary kind of way, and the band that we have on stage performs across both shows, and I guess. Just to expand on that, one of the things we really love about this piece is we've got these two contrasting but essentially similar stories from the First Nations perspective and the wider Australian perspective as well of moving through different eras of Australian history and how that was experienced by them and the ramifications for the following generations.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and the fact that you're taking it on tour. So financially, it must be you know, like a big undertaking with a six-piece band on stage as well. Have you got funding? You know, how are you affording to do this?
Yeah, so look, I mean, we have a whole range of different funding through the Australian Council for the Arts as well as Creative Victoria. And Robert Seltzer Foundation and a range of other supporters and funders, including the City of Sonnington. So a range of different supporters and partners involved in this really big project. I mean, we're touring across the country this year. We've got over 35 venues we're touring through across Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales, Tasmania and Western Australia over the next 6 months. We're touring to all sorts of places, you know, big and small, and everywhere we go, we're you know, working with local musicians. So we come into town, we rehearse with the band when we arrive, and then we get to do the show the next day. So really, the show is always going to be fresh because we're going to have different musicians involved in the show every single time, and we've got bands across every state currently with all the sheet music and doing their own independent rehearsal. And then we get the pleasure of meeting them and doing this show together. You know, it's always going to be different.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds absolutely amazing. Chapel Off Chapel. When does it open?
So we're opening on the 17th of February at Chapel Off Chapel. We've got 9 shows leading up until the 26th of February, and that's when we hit the road and we tour around Victoria. So that's our sort of next step after that. But 17th to the 26th of February at Chapel Off Chapel.
All right.
And we'd love to see people there. Obviously, it's a really tricky time with COVID for the arts. It's been a terrible 2 years. We really are hoping that people can sort of throw their support back into the theatre, you know, which has obviously been so badly affected over that time. So this is the opportunity for people to start to get back out there and reintroduce themselves. And you, slowly,
wear your best N95 mask and come and see a great show.
All right. Lovely speaking to both of you, and it sounds like an awesome show.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Great to chat to you.
All right. Best see you luck. Later.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Joel Carnegie and Tom Molyneux here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.